Well, now we know.
Yeah, but you still sound ain't good. Keep up with that radio good. Don't give it to nobody. It's a good radio, let me tell you something. Getting all the way here is very clear, too, with a good audio. Roger?
Roger that. That other radio I'm getting, it's exactly the same kind as this one, except it has the tone controls on the top of the radio. A guy added that on there, put what he called a tone mod in there, and you flip a bunch of switches on the top to get the tone. All the other radios don't have that, and you have to take it somewhere and get them to do that on the inside of the radio.
Yeah, let me see if there's another station out there. Is there any other station out there? Oh, I guess not. We're the only one out there. Well, I gotta get to sleep a little bit. And good talking to you again. And good to hear from you. I will talk to you tomorrow night again. WIUG 48.
Okay, have a good one. I'll catch you later. This is WSBQ816, Lorain, Ohio. Say it's 73. That other station out there, go ahead. Tell the station, bring it back to Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah, Dan, this is WSBH 380 in Hazel Park.
You sounded good in Hazel Park there. I'm having trouble with my own numbers. I mean, my own call. I have to write it on the paper and then put it right up against my eyes so I can see it. Yeah, this is Whiskey Sugar, Delta Quebec 816, Lorain.
Yeah, I'm
glad
that will come naturally to you the more you use it. I'm hoping it does. I'm hoping mine gets better.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new guys on here. I talked to about three or four new guys on here the past couple of days.
That microphone you were talking about, how many pins are on that?
Four. It has four pins. I tried CB microphone, but it didn't seem to work.
Yeah, my old covers usually use four pins. Some of them use five pins.
Yeah, one of my CBs has six pins. That's my 980.
I got a radio Shack.
It has the cordless microphone on it.
I forget how many pins are on that. But they're not in a circle. They're like in a semicircle around the top of it.
Yeah, my 980 has a cordless microphone that I got with it. That works great because I stay in the bed late in the mornings, but I can still get on the radio.
It's a cordless mic?
Yeah. My radio room's at the back of the house, and my bedroom's at the front of the house. And I can, I got the charger up there, and I can get on the radio in the morning, so I leave my radio on 24/7 back here in the radio room.
That mic works through Bluetooth or what?
No, it's not Bluetooth. It's a different kind of thing. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's not Bluetooth. Bluetooth is a different company, but this is a unit in radio and a unit in cordless microphone.
I've never had one of those. My mics have been Cobras, and I've got Silver Eagle on my 2000.
Yeah, I tested it out, and I walked about 8 houses down my street, and it still worked at 8 houses. That was the last one before the cross street, and it works good 8 houses down.
Yeah, that's probably out of Bluetooth range.
Yeah, I like it because in the summertime I can go in the backyard and still talk on the CB radio, you know, from the backyard.
What's your handle on the CB?
Well, it's just Dan. I'm on sideband. Sideband channel 39, and my handle's Dan, but on the AM side it used to be engineer.
Yeah, copy that. Engineer, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your job, right?
Say again?
You took the handle engineer because of you being an engineer.
Yeah, I used to drive trucks, and I had, my handle was Wide Load, back when the West was young. That was a long time ago, but, you know, when I was running the engine, I made it, engineer.
Yeah, that's
Wide Load.
I copy the engineer. It's always been a fascination of mine,
to big trains. Yeah, I always wanted to fly a plane, and my son made that happen for me. He paid a guy to let me take the controls, and I flew all around, and the guy gave me the controls first time, and I flew over by my house. But I couldn't see my house because there was too many trees. And I saw another place that I recognized. And I made a circle and went back to the airport. And we was landing. And the guy said, well, you're going to have to give me the controls now. You can't land it.
Well, that's great. At least you got to fly.
When we landed, I asked that guy, I said, why did you give me the controls? He said, I figured if you could drive one of them big trains, you could fly one of these little airplanes.
Well, he must have had a lot of faith in you to hand the controls over to you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I tell you what, I was shaking like a leaf. I was scared to death. A funny thing about it is I'm afraid of heights, and we was up about, you know, about 8 or 9,000 feet, and Man, you should have seen me shake.
Yeah, you're getting close to 2 miles up.
Yeah, I also flew out over the lake a little bit, because the lake is by my house, and he insisted that I go over the lake a little bit. That made me more nervous, but I turned and went over where I should have seen my house, and then turned back to the airport, which was it was about 12 miles away. But that was a lifetime experience for me.
And forecast. I've never flown in a small plane. I've flown in some big ones that don't even know you're flying when they're up there.
Now that plane was actually an experimental, which is a very, very tiny plane, and it was all fiberglass, and but it had a parachute. You know, if something went wrong, you pull this red knob and a parachute would come out and bring the whole plane down with the parachute.
That's way too small to be good.
Yeah, that made me a little less nervous to know that it could pull that knob. He said if he had a heart attack or something crazy happened, he told me just turn the engine off and pull that knob.
Yeah, but then you don't know where you're going to come down.
Well, at least you know that you're not going to die coming down. I mean, instead of coming down at, 100 or so miles an hour, you come down, like 40 miles an hour.
Laverne and Shirley said, nobody ever fell
40,000
feet out of a
photo. Yeah, that's true. But I was lucky my son did that for me. I never thought about doing that for myself, but what made it so great was the guy let me have the controls the whole time, even taxiing and almost coming right almost to landing it, and that was great. That was a great experience.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I noticed something. My power supply, the fans are really running inside it. It must be getting hot.
Yeah, it probably got a load on it with that big radio. What's it push, 13.8?
No, I got, it's on about 14 and a half, and I'm sure it drops down when I key up, but everything I got here is cheap. I buy everything on the cheap because I'm on a fixed income, and this power supply I got for 35 amps for $35. It's Chinese, and these Chinese power supplies work great. I've never had one fail on me.
Is it linear power supply or switching?
It's a switching power supply, and it's narrow and long, and it's all silver. It's got an aluminum case, I think, and looks different from our power supplies. But I did have a 50 amp power supply, but a buddy of mine talked me out of it.
Probably weld with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't give it to him. I sold it to him for $50.
Does that power supply have any meters on it?
Oh, but it's got a screw that you can adjust the power on it. I mean, I took my I took my meter, and you know, to see how many amps it was putting out, and I adjusted that screw, you know, where I wanted it.
Copy
that. My power supply is,
I think it's a linear power supply.
It's
got one meter, as you can choose between amps and volts.
And
this pretty much says it's 13.8.
Yeah, I wanted to get as much as I could out of this one. Of course, I mean, it was a lot more room. I could have went up to 15. Volts on that, but I put it at 14 and a half. I figured that was enough. But I mean, I do everything cheap. You know, my antenna that I have on this, I made this antenna out of copper wire.
PVC pipe?
Well, actually, it's a 2 meter 70 centimeter antenna, and I cut about 2/3 of the top of it out, you know, which was the 2 meter part, and I left the lower 1/3 in it. And I tuned that, and that's what I used. The antenna was eight feet tall, but now it's got a big looking antenna, but it's only got about 3.5 feet of copper wire for the antenna inside.
Copy that. I think as your frequency goes up, your
wavelength
gets shorter.
Yeah, I put a tip on that with a set screw, and that's the way I tune it. I loosen that set screw up, and I move that top piece up and down a little bit. Right now, I need to move it down just a little bit because it's good at this end, but it's good at this end because I got a 1.5 to 1 match on this end, but the other end is a 1 to 4 match at the other end, so I need to adjust it a little bit.
Yeah, well, as long as you got the match, that good on the frequency, you use it. You know, that's where it counts.
Yeah, my wife says I'm never satisfied. I gotta, even when something's good, I gotta I got to make it better. So that bugs me that the other end is off, that for 1.4 to 1 match, which is acceptable, but it can be better, you know.
Copy that. You always got to make things better.
Yeah, I she says I can't leave good enough alone. She said you must. She said that I would mess around and screw the whole thing up.
Dan, I always say, hope I don't ever get too old where I can't learn something. You know, love to learn.
Yeah, I was worried that I couldn't, you know, I always made antennas for CBs, but I didn't know if I could make them for CMRS, but this first one I did turned out pretty good, even though I got adjusted a little bit. What's cool is that that little tip I got on there with the set screw, I mean, to adjust it, I only have to move it like an eighth of an inch, you know, to make a pretty big difference.
Yeah, you got it working just fine. When it makes that 75-mile trip to that downtown Detroit repeater.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to talk to local repeaters over here, but you guys are the only ones I can get because I don't have the tone set for the other repeaters, so I gotta take it and take it to a shop and get them to put the tones in for the repeaters here in Ohio.
A solid state radio, right, Dan? That's not several fuse units, right?
Yeah, it's a solid state, all right. It's like a brick. I mean, it weighs almost 11 pounds, and man, is it heavy. When I carried two of them back here, I thought it was going to break me down.
Carrying them one at a time.
Because
you had some back problems.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd have any issues though. They didn't look that heavy, but I found out right away that that they were that heavy.
Did you do anything with scanners, Dan?
I have a scanner, but I can't see the front of it anymore. I left it back here in the winter time, and all the numbers and the writing, you know, on the face of it don't work anymore. But no, I'm not that great with scanners.
I used to like to listen to the scanner. Then they started holding them all where you can't buy a radio that'll listen to them.
Yeah, my son bought me this one. I wish I hadn't messed it up, leaving it in the cold. But it has 2,000 frequencies that you can put in. I guess I could just leave it running and until it hits something I want to hear, but that's a very expensive one, and I hate that I screwed it up.
What brand is it?
It's a Radio Shack, but 2000 channel Radio Shack, and it was a pretty fancy one. I can't remember how much it cost. I think it was over $200.
Is it handheld, Dan, or is it a table model?
Yeah, it's a little handheld.
Yeah, I've got two of them, one handheld and one table model. I got the table model. The only thing I listen to is the CD frequency, so if somebody starts talking, I can go back to the other room and get on the CD and talk to them.
Yeah, I got another receiver. It's just a receiver, but it's got 20 meters, 40 meters, 80 meters. It's got 10 meters, but the 11 meters on it is messed up. It doesn't work right on CB frequencies. Yeah, that would be nice if I had a cell phone, but I don't have a cell phone. My wife has one, but she sure wouldn't let me use it like that.
I'm still here, Dan. I'm going to have to back off for a minute. I've got to replenish my beer supply here.
All right, I'll catch you later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec 816, Lorraine. I'll catch you later on.
Okay, Dan. Thank you.
Is there anybody else standing by out there? This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Lorraine, Ohio.
Okie dokie.
Hello, okie dokie. This is Dan in Lorraine, Ohio. How are you doing this evening? You still kicking? Where'd you go, okie dokie? Yeah, I'm new on here, I just got my license Friday, and I think this is pretty cool. Okie dokie, where'd you go? I'll talk to you, come on. That's one thing about this GMRS, there's not that many people talking on here. It's, I stay up real late so I can get some guys over there in Michigan, and that's the only ones I've been able to get a hold of from Lorraine, Ohio over here. I gotta get my radio programmed with the tones so I can hit the other repeaters. a train just went by behind my back fence. Okie-dokie, where'd you go? Come on back, and let's talk a little bit. All right, is there anybody else out there on the channel? This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, that's 816 Lorraine, Ohio calling. Is there any new operators out there? I just got my license last Friday. It sounded like somebody was trying to get in there, but I couldn't make you out. Yeah, I'm 71 years old, and I live about a block and a half from Lake Erie over here. Well, no more operators. I'm going to get on the side and listen. I'm Dan, by the way, Delta Alpha November. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec, 816 Lorraine, Ohio calling. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec, 816 Lorraine, Ohio calling. Is there anybody on the channel? Hello, come in. Hello. Hello, this is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec, 816 Lorraine, Ohio. Hello out there. Hello, is there anybody on this channel? Is there anyone standing by out there? This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec, 816 Lorraine, Ohio, calling Michigan. How about it, Jack? Are you in there? Jack, are you in there? How about it, Jack? You out there?
WFDQ 996, standing by.
Hello, how you doing? This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 Lorraine, Ohio. How you doing tonight? I'm with you.
this thing making it all the way to Ohio?
Yeah, you're coming in strong to Ohio. I'm about 30 miles from Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm over here in Michigan.
You're in Richmond, Ohio?
You sound pretty good over here in Michigan.
Which part of Michigan are you in?
In Macomb County.
Yeah, I'm hitting that repeater over in Detroit. How far are you from Detroit?
Quite a ways, but I'm hitting the Mount Clemens repeater.
Well, you're doing a really good job. There's no, I mean, it's full quieting and no noise in there. Just good modulation.
I'm just using the whole thing with the antenna that came with it, with a microphone.
Yeah, that's doing real good. I just bought a new Baofeng, let me see, that's the Baofeng GM30 Pro, I think is the name of it.
That's pretty good. Well, it was nice talking to you. I'm going to get back here on the side. It's WSBQ996, standing by.
996, you don't have to run off. We usually have four or five guys in here in the evenings, but I got nobody now. Can't you stick around a little longer?
Yeah, I can stick around, but I ain't got much to talk about.
Well, I'll do all the talking. I got a big commercial radio that I'm using. My signal goes all the way across the lake to Detroit, sometimes to some of the other repeaters over there, and takes a lot of giddy up to go that far.
Yeah, I heard you talking to Jack a little while ago. Yeah, Jack signed off a little while ago, too.
Yeah, he said he's going to go get some beer, I think it was. He'll be back. So, how long have you been into this GMRS stuff?
Well, I'd say about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I got my license Friday I got my license, and I had no idea these radios could talk this far.
Yeah, certain conditions, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I've been making the trip across the lake almost every night or every other night. That's pretty often.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of monitoring. I heard you a few times.
Yeah, it's really nice to get into something new. I mean, I've been in CB radios ever since, 1963. So, getting to do something new, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I still have mine.
You still have what?
I still have my CB, the few people I talk to.
I got like 7 or 8 radios right around me, CB radios. My radio room is covered in CB radios. I just got this GMRS, this commercial radio in the middle of them.
Yeah, well, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, as far as output, it's got a buck and a quarter.
What did you say your call letters was?
It's Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. I'll say it again. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. And I'm in Lorain, Ohio, 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Well, I'm not really used to that fancy whiskey. What's the, in English?
Oh, okay, WSDQ. WSDQ 816. 816.
I got it. Yeah, because I'm not really used to that fancy, ham talk.
Well, I was just using the Army stuff that we used in the Army back when the West was young.
And, my name's Paul.
People didn't mistake the letters for something else, but yeah, this is this old radio right here. It is so heavy you would not believe. It's like a concrete block, and there's no tubes in it at all, but it's a heavy duty commercial radio.
Yeah, I tell you, it's all transistorized.
I tell you what, it is full of stuff. I looked in there and there wasn't nothing I recognized, so I closed it back up.
Yeah. Let me check your name.
Dan. Delta Alpha November. Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really starting to love this stuff.
Oh yeah, be surprised on all the people you meet.
And everybody I talk to on that end is using a little Baofeng or Quanxing or any of those little radios, because you guys got repeaters over there. We don't have no repeaters over here hardly.
You are making a trip.
Yeah, I have to be able to hit your repeaters in order to talk to somebody.
Don't 1 o'clock already.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, but I stay out here real late every night just so I can catch a few guys on here.
It's been pretty quiet on my end.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet over here too. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to do this stuff. I'm slowly going blind.
Be able to use it.
Yeah, I'll probably figure out a way to, you know, to keep working it.
You don't send the channel and know how to turn it off and on and stuff. As long as you do it on a certain channel, you should be okay.
What channel you're on? And that would help quite a bit.
On 4-6-7-6-7-2 is the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, you're coming in really good. You guys are lucky to have repeaters close to you.
Mount Clemens isn't too far away from me.
Yeah, they just put a repeater over here about a quarter mile from my house, and when they get it all set up, that should work real good for my little walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
I can't use this radio because it would blow their doors off. It's got too much output. But this radio I got right here, I paid $39 for it.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, did you say your numbers were FDQ 816?
It's whiskey, sugar, oh, wait a minute, you want it the other way. A W S E Q. W S D Q 816.
But the U?
W S D Q as in Quebec. 816.
It almost sounds like my numbers. My letters. But different numbers.
Yeah, we might have got our license close to the same time. There was two other guys on here that had the first three letters were the same. Only the last letter was different.
Yeah, I'm looking at mine now. WSB2996.
And that J was the only thing different, except the he did have different numbers.
That's weird.
Yeah, some of us got our license pretty close to the same time. I got mine Friday.
Yep. Yeah, like I said, I had mine for a while.
Did you talk on here very much?
Oh, there's only about three or four of us that got the licenses. There's a few of us I talk to, but they don't get out there very, very often. Every once in a while, they'll come on.
Yeah, I'm lucky when people get on late at night. I come out here every night, you know, about 10 o'clock, and I stay till everybody's done, you know. And once everybody leaves, then I get off.
I'm not normally out here this late. I'm usually in bed already, but I figure I just stay up for a little bit. But the ones I talk to, we still got CB radios, and we probably use those more than we do these.
Yeah, I talk on my CB radio early in the morning, I have a cordless microphone, and I stay in bed almost till noon. But I lay there in bed with a cordless microphone and talk to my buddies.
What channel do you hang on?
39 lower side.
You talk sideband? If you hang up on channel 38, we'll lose sideband.
There's too many crazies on 38.
Yeah, I know. Usually I just sit in the bushes and listen.
Yeah, I don't like all the language and all the Roger beeps and all the noise makers and people playing music. I don't care for that.
Well, you wouldn't like 19 here, because 19 is really to 19 up here. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on in 19.
Yeah, I don't get on AM at all. I've gotten in a lot of arguments on AM, and so I just stay off of AM, stay on sideband.
I'm gonna have to come down on channel 39 lower and give you a shout. My numbers on sideband are 751. And I go by Paul, you know, I use my name.
You know, I don't think I've ever been able to make contact in Michigan. I mean, I've talked to Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, South America, but I haven't been able to talk into Michigan.
Well, we have to give it a try if you happen. You will be on there tomorrow, maybe I'll go down on 39 lower and see if I can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I usually get on there about 11. I'm usually on there from 11 to 12. And normally to skip, when I try to talk to people, it skips over the first state and goes way on out there. I haven't talked to Kentucky, which is the next state to me, and I haven't talked to Pennsylvania. All the states close to me, it skips right over them.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting kind of tired, Dan. I'm going to have to let you go so I can go to bed. But tomorrow I will go on 39 low and see if I can catch you.
All right. It's been nice talking to you. Hopefully we can do it again. This is WSBQ 816 Lorain, Ohio. Dan is the first name, and I'll catch later. 73.
WSBQ 996 signing off. We'll catch you later.
Later. Jack, are you in there? Well, I'm gonna get off here. I'll catch you guys later. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 signing off. 73. Bye bye.
GFDQ 996, standing by.
Michigan, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
This is WRWT 208. Anybody come over any flooding on the highways?
I'm on 696 eastbound. Stopped just past Telegraph for an accident. WRZP 736.
WRZT 820. Up and down Grosbeck, there's portions where two lanes on the outer edges of the curbs are flooded over the road, and one spot they got a cop directing traffic around it.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Just trying to update Skywarn, that's all. Any kind of weather issues.
We had rain in South Lyon. It was pretty soggy. Coming eastbound 696. Like I said, I'm sitting here right now. It's not raining or anything, but she's gloomy.
Yeah, I'm out here at 94 and 26 miles here in Incubate in Baltimore area, and at one point we were getting 30 to 40 mile an hour gusts.
WRUU 850.
WR 2224. Good morning.
Are you there, Sean?
WR 2224.
is WSBK 1. Is anyone on the air listening?
WSBQ 996, standing by.
WRMZ 640, mobile for a little bit. WRZD 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
Everyone staying dry. WRNW 329. We're about it.
Thinking about starting to build our ark.
Well, if it gets keeps going, the way it's going, some places might need it.
Yeah, I see Flint and South, they got really hammered.
I copy that. I think St. Clair Shores over that way is all flooded out too, near the water, I guess.
Yeah, well, you try to stay dry. WRXB 867, we're clear.
All right, appreciate the comeback. I'm trying to stay dry just so I get my hair wet and get it all messed up. Yeah. Talk to you later. WRNW 329, we're back listening.
WRAW 596, standing by.
WRVW 527, Mobile in Dexter, Michigan.
Sounds pretty good there in Dexter. I'm in Ypsilanti right now, mobile.
For the comeback, I wasn't sure if I was making the trip or not. You're sounding good stuff.
Yeah, the first one was good. That one was a little bit sketchy.
Trees right now, but I'm probably...
Alright, sounds good. I'll be here for a little bit. WRCU 224.
Thanks, have a great time.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
WRZP 254, mobile, loading down the road.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we are mobile.
WSCG 417, on station and monitoring. WIZP 544, we are mobile once again, Sheboygan County, Baja. WSDQ 9986 monitoring.
Good afternoon, 998. Whiskey Sam Tower, Zebra 810.
WRMZ 640.
WRZV 690, listening.
WSDC 647, this is WRVG 829.
WSDC 647. Okay, over.
Hey Dad, how you doing?
Okay, how about yourself?
Gonna be leaving work right about 45 minutes from now and heading over to come see you.
You're gonna come over here earlier, huh?
Well, I expect it's going to take a few minutes to get there at that time of day, so probably be there right at 5:30 or so.
Well, okay. I gotcha.
The other two, so I guess I'll see you in a little while.
Okay, Jeff. This is WSDC 647 standing by, looking for Unit 2 or Unit 3.
BRBG 829 standing by.
Okay, nothing heard from Unit 2 or Unit 3, so this is WSDC 647 Unit 1 out.
WSDF 772.
Station 218. This is WIAG 488. Copy. Station 218. This is WIAG 488. Copy.
WIZX 218. Go ahead.
Yeah, Randall, how are you doing with this rain?
Yeah, looks like it's over. Drying up out here with this wind blowing. We've got quite a bit of leaves and stuff fell off my trees and stuff, but the wind's blowing. 1525, so squirrels chew on them too, sharpen their teeth. But we're drying up over here. Got a couple inches or better, I think, they said. Over.
Brando, it's still raining here, and I've been driving. You know, I just went, got some of the grocery and came back. I haven't got home yet, but it's still raining here. And Wendy, Roger.
Roger that. No, it's dried out. Roads are dried up. Wind's blowing, doing it, drying it quickly. But, yeah, there's a lot of rain. We're going to have to mow the hell out of grass now, over.
It looks like it's going to take a couple of days to mow the grass. That's for sure, with all that rain came down. It came down hard last night. Roger.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot. That was the end of that tropical storm that come up through Texas. We got that. When it does that, we get a lot of rain till it moves out.
I didn't know a tropical storm in Texas. I didn't know that. Roger.
Yeah, copy. That was a tropical, it was a burl or something they named it. Yeah, it'll come in pretty bad down there, and then it just took a couple of days to get up this way, and you're still going. You go line up into Canada, I guess, or somewhere, but a lot of rain over. They said you were supposed to get 3 inches up your way, but you didn't, I don't think, not that much.
I said about a couple of inches of rain here. Because, you know, some of the places, you know, they're standing up on the side. It's not going in the drain at all. Roger.
Well, it was a steady rain. Good soaking rain. You know, it wasn't downpour where nothing flooded or anything over here, but steady, long time though. Day and night, or night and day. But I ordered that Nagoya off of Amazon, Jack. The only place I can get it right away, over.
Hope you got the right one, because that's what you need, the right one. Roger.
Copy that. And UT-72G.
Got that one, over.
I give you the amount, the magnet amount that was 770G. And they have it, I think they have it. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. And, well, it was only $35. I'll try it, see what it is. And, yeah, because my two-way radio is out of stock, over.
But you should wait till they get in.
Yeah, if this one don't work out, I can always go get theirs.
Do that because, listen, this antenna is a good antenna. I know that some other people have it too. And that's why you see it out of stock. Roger?
Yeah, copy. Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. They get out of them. They don't have a bunch of them on stock. But we'll see how long it takes, over.
Like I said, try it. If you don't like it, send it back till you get the other one. That's all.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. And just wait, I guess, till they get theirs in stock. I'm still going to call them and see what kind of wait time there might be. I don't know. I'd have to see, over.
Yeah, that's what I would do. But I think that Magnamount, I think Amazon got them, just the Magnamount, not the antenna. That's probably why.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ola.
Yeah, well, just take your time, you know, whatever you can do. And if you don't like it, just send it back and get the right one. Because I tried it, and I have a good buddy of mine. He knows the antenna exactly. And that's why I got this antenna. Roger?
Yeah, copy. Copy that. Yeah, they got a Radio Oddity. They got a new DB40, they call it. 40 watts. They got out now, I think. And I'm going to look it up on Amazon, see what that thing is. Over. You heard about it?
I heard about it. And I was talking to the guy yesterday. He had that 40. I don't know how he got that 40, but he did. He ordered and got it. But it was sounding good. It was sounding good. But you know what? I don't know if it's worth the money or not. You know, this is all he was. I bought mine at $85, and that's about it. And DB20. And the 20 really, because the he got a good antenna out there, good antenna and good, and 20 is enough for all these repeaters out there. Also, those repeaters out there, they are very powerful. And a lot of them, they are very powerful. But if you want the 40, you know, you're not going to get no 40, I know that. You might get about 25 or 30, mostly going to get out of that one. It's not going to be 40, that's for sure. But you're going to pay for the 40. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. That's the way this Redivis is. Only putting out 37 35, 37 watts on a good day. Supposed to be 40. It ain't too terrible. But, ZZ20, I think I paid $109. I don't know what that 40 is. Did that guy say what they cost over?
Oh, he didn't say what it cost, but he got it, and he was sounding good, but I don't know, maybe he was on the high wattage. Roger.
Yeah, maybe. Probably be okay for mobile, because, you know, if you're way out here like me, you know, 24, 25 miles away from the repeater, then it might help, over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's for sure, you know, it'd help out.
Well, yeah, we get this Nagoya for my car, with the DB20 in the car with this Nagoya antenna I ordered. We'll see. We'll see if it's different in the one I got in the Jeep. Over.
Yeah. All right, just do what you gotta do, you know, and get the good one. You don't want to spend the money for nothing, you're not getting out, or a lot of scratches and all that stuff, a lot of cracklings too. And I, you know, I find out how much that 40 is, you know, or maybe they're gonna have it on sale or something like that. I don't know yet, but it just came out, so, and find out how many wants to put it out. It's not gonna be no 40, that's for sure. All right, I'm on my destination. I will talk to you a little bit, maybe today or tomorrow. Good to hear from you. Good talking to you. You take care. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. We'll talk at you later. It's been pretty quiet out here all day. All right, WRZX218. We are clear.
WRTX 957, standing by.
WRTX 957, WIUG 48, go ahead.
Yeah, I got the DB20G and the Nagoya, my travel set up here, so. Other guy, I don't know where he's at, but he sounds good. I pretty much got the same setup.
Well, Randall, are you still out there?
I'm running my base station here with the KG-1000 on a harvest. Omnidirectional antenna, over.
Eric, tell them what we got on top of the truck.
Yeah, they got them all. We got them all stepping on each other out here.
Do Eric first.
Well, I asked the other gentleman where he was out there.
ZX218. We're a mile north of Willow Run Airport, over.
Roger. Yeah, that ain't too bad. I mean, you know, probably getting into the Detroit repeater, I would imagine.
Copy that, Jasmine, home repeater. About 25 miles west of it, over.
I was just wondering how high your antenna is, because you're kind of, your signal's kind of fading in and out a little bit. Maybe you're kind of swaying in the breeze, or there's a tree in front of it moving.
Okay, how's this sound now? I got my beam running, over.
About the same, but you're not fading in and out. Yeah, a little bit of hiss in the background, but you're not fading in and out, though.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe it's the conditions out there. I don't know. Over.
Yep, I'm about 10 miles from the Mount Clemens repeater.
About the same distance Jack is away from that one, I think, man. Aren't you, Jack? Over.
Yeah, about, I say 10, 12 miles on it, exactly. Anyhow, Eric, Tom's antenna we got on the truck, the Magna mount and the antenna itself, how they are.
I don't know exactly which one you got on your truck. I forgot the brand name of that.
That Nagoya 770G.
Yeah, that's probably one of your better antennas right there. That's probably one of the best. I don't really know of anything better. Except you get a, you know, Comet 2x4, but that covers some other bands too. A little bit more money, but I think on GMRS, I think that's one of the top ones.
Brando. Eric. He's about, he's a very high, in the highest elevation out there by the airport. About 100 feet higher elevation. You got it?
Roger on that, yep. Just like when you go north, and you go north to 22 mile, it gets elevation increases about 100 feet too.
Brando, are you still out there?
Roger that. Yeah, about 100 feet higher than downtown Detroit repeater. About 715 feet here above sea level. I think it's 600 something down there in Detroit, over.
Yeah, I'm thinking Metro Detroit generally is in the 600 feet above sea level range. I know up in West Branch, St. Helens, is about 1,300. It's about 600, 600 to 700 feet higher up there.
Oh, yeah, well, that's helping me, I think. That helps a big time. That's why I get signals in here, you know. I pick up Mayville up there and Ottawa Lake down south of me, and when the bands are going, over.
Yep, there was something going on last night, I think, because there's a guy... couple guys booming in from Ohio.
Yeah, I'm about 10 miles. Jack's about 11 and a half. He's a little bit farther away. But, yeah, maybe 12. 11 and a half or 12. So, yeah, we're about the same distance from the repeater, practically.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm on high power now, 50 watts, so does that make any difference? Over.
Not really. I mean, your background noise maybe got a little bit quieter, but, you know, you'd have to go high, way higher than that to notice a big difference. I mean, I bet you if you can go to, can you go down to like 5 or 10 watts?
Okay, there's low power, which is probably, I think it's like 10, yeah. Over.
Yep, still making it in, just a little bit noisier background hiss, but I mean, just as understandable either way, so. Yeah, I'd probably... Not a good idea to run it on high all the time. Maybe if you got a medium, maybe put it on medium if you're talking into that repeater.
Yeah, that's what I run mostly, is medium.
Okay, folks, I'm pulling in my driveway here, so... I will talk to everybody later. This is WRTX 957. We're going to be clear after you guys.
Roger that, 957. All right, we're going to jump off here. WRZX 218. And we're standing by after your final, Jack.
Hi, Randall. Okay, Eric, you guys take care. WIUG 48.
Station looking for a signal check. Was that Robert?
WSN 592 radio system, Stromhead, Michigan.
WRZZ 873 radio check.
WSPK 5.
I had that radio check.
Copy that. How am I sounding?
Loud and clear, good buddy. No issues.
Got it, good.
WRBVA 76 radio channel on a different handheld. This is on the Redivis.
Station 73. This is WIUG 488. Copy.
Copy that. I heard you loud and clear. This is on a Redivis handheld, and I was on the file thing a second ago.
How you doing, Adam? This is Jack. WIUG 488.
Hey, how's it going, Jack? I didn't know if you remember me. I don't work at the airport no more. But I am over here downriver in Lincoln Park, right off of 75 and Champaign, and typically just walking around with the normal antenna on the video, and on the I was just rocking the rubber ducky antenna, and it seems like I'm coming through pretty good over here.
Adam, you're cutting off a little bit, maybe because you are walking on the rubber duck. You might need a little bit longer antenna. Roger.
Copy that, copy that. How do you copy me now? Am I coming in?
You're coming very clear, audio very clear, and just a little bit cut off. Roger. Take care and see if we can fix that problem we have out there with an antenna. Catch you a little bit later. WIUG, what do you need? Out there. The station 218. WIUG, what do you need? Copy.
Go ahead there, Jack.
No, do me a favor. Take it up to 600. I want to see if is this thing getting out again or not. Roger.
Okay, copy that. WRGX218. We're clear of this frequency.
WIUG 48, clear.
WSAG 266, monitoring. WSBY 676, monitoring. Good evening, 676. How are you doing tonight?
Very good. What about you?
Good. and I'm glad it quit raining here tonight.
Yeah, this is beautiful Michigan bipolar weather.
You got that right. Yeah, I'd say we probably got about 3 inches up here in the Carroll area. And how about you? How much do you think you got down there in Detroit?
We got about an inch. I'm in a rural oak, so we didn't, about an inch, not that much.
Yeah, as I was reading the weather report, I think over by Lansing and Kalamazoo, they got quite a bit over there, like, you know, 5 or 6 inches.
But you know, rain is always better than snow.
Well, that, with 3 inches, that would have been almost 3 foot of snow. An inch would have been a foot of snow, so... Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Yep, rain, we walk on past it. Snow, snowblower, boots, heart attack, strokes.
Yeah, especially if you're out there using a snowblower or the shovel. Yeah, you've got Doug here in Carroll tonight.
My name is Carl.
Yeah, pleased to meet you, Carl. I've got a cousin, Carl, that lives down in the Royal Oak area.
Yeah, for some reason, this name is coming real popular.
That's a pretty popular name. I had an Uncle Carl, too. He's gone, but that's another story.
That was my daddy's name, too. I just took the T-O-N off of it.
Copy that.
All right, I'm going to go back to copying the mail, watching TV. Well, actually, TV is watching me. I'm glad you keyed in. But WXBY 676, standing by. Call me anytime.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. Good for the connection here tonight. Hope you have a good remainder of your week. WSAG 266, and I'm standing by.
I can 465, testing.
465, you're coming into the Mayville repeater, loud and clear.
Copy that. I just heard you guys on the scan, and turns out that you have the same tones as my note at home. So I'm actually from southern Wisconsin, just up in here visiting for the week.
Well, you're doing a pretty good job tonight.
So is this a set of link repeaters, or is this just a standalone?
Yep, you were right the first time. It's a group of link repeaters, Mayville, Sheboygan, Detroit. Malcolm, Saginaw, Flint, and Bay City.
Gotcha. So nothing up on the UP much at all?
The closest is the one that you're coming in on right now, Sheboygan, but to answer the question, nothing in the UP that I know of. Maybe in the future, who knows?
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, we were staying over over on the east, or I'm sorry, on the west side of the UP, and we came over here to go up on the Mackinac Island. I'm actually in Mackinac right now, and I was just curious because I hadn't heard anything all the way over here, and then all of a sudden you guys came in. So, but that makes sense.
Now, there is also another GMRS net, that's the Michigami net, and let me see if they have anything close to you there.
If it's working.
I copy that. They took down the Michigami Mayville repeater. That's only local only now. It's off the link system for the time being, I guess.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've got a node to hook into the TGL network or the Octane network. I don't know if you're familiar with either one of those two, but I get on those two quite a bit, but yeah, I didn't even know there was a linked system over here, so I just ended up hearing you, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it seems like I've run across Octane a couple of times on the net somewhere. Yeah, for the Michigami, they've got Ottawa Lake. They're also linked to a GMRS system in Indiana, Grand Rapids, Cement City. Looks like they're into Iowa also for a GMRS repeater hub, Grayling, Brownstone, and that looks like that's about it here. That's all I'm seeing on their monitor right now.
Gotcha, 10-4. It's pretty crazy, all these different linked networks. It seems like they pop up all over the place, and you get a little bit of everybody on each one.
Yeah, copy that. From what I've seen, that Michigami has also got some, they're linked to some repeaters in Wisconsin.
And where about in Wisconsin would that be?
Stand by one. I got to look it up, but I for some reason I'm not seeing them tonight. But they've been there before. Hang on one. Okay, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
I'm showing one in Milwaukee, the 550 in the Milwaukee area. The other one is up by Rome. That's also a 550 repeater. And let's see here. The other two look like they're down in Illinois.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually from about half hour straight south of Madison. So, I used to talk to the guys over on the GMRS, the one over in Indiana. They had a repeater in Janesville, but then they closed that one down and moved it to Rockford.
I guess that can you still hit the repeater in Rockford?
Not from Monroe, I can't. I tried on, days that they have some tropospheric ducting, then yes, we can, we get it once in a while. But, no, I can't hit Rockford from my house.
So that explains the note you got. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, although we did have a guy hit the Monroe repeater from Rochester, Minnesota. That was quite an accomplishment, and he was just using a base radio with a antenna about 30 feet in the air.
He was doing a heck of a job.
Wow.
Yeah, he came over the radio and he's like, hey, where's this repeater located? And we're like, Monroe. And he's like, Monroe what? We're like, Wisconsin. And he's like, what? So then and we're like, where are you from? And he's like, Rochester, Minnesota. And I'm like, nuh-uh. But yeah, he was, it was a hell of a band opening. So yeah, it's pretty cool and you can hear that different stuff, but it doesn't happen very often.
I copy that. They had quite a bit of that going on earlier this summer. I mean, I don't know, I hadn't heard of any lately, but there was a lot of that going on the repeaters, both sets of link systems here in Michigan.
Yep, and that can play hell when people are trying to figure out what the hell's going on, of, you know, what repeater's coming in where and who's hitting what repeater, and yeah, that can get quite interesting. So. But I better get going. We just checked into a hotel, so I got to go put the kids to bed. But it was great talking to you.
Okay, well, enjoy your visit to Michigan and spend lots of money. We can, the governor always needs the tax money. WSAG 266, and I'll be clear on your final.
Yep, copy that. WRKK 465, clear.
Station 218, WIUG 48.
WRZX 218, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, Randall, I heard you out there and everything, but I can't get back. I really don't know what's the reason. Maybe the trees are blocking my my antenna. I have no idea.
Yeah, it makes sense of the summer foliage out now, because you used to be able to come through on that back quite a while back. I remember it was three of us, me, you, and Professor Don, were talking to each other on it, you know, a long time ago. But, yeah, maybe the leaves are doing something to you now. And I got it on the Yagi, too. I got my Yagi pointed at you and at Detroit West 600. Over.
Working on
Yagi? Yeah, right now.
Well then, I don't know, you know what? I probably won't even, if the harvest is not doing it, the Yagi is not going to do it either. Because I can point on that. On that 600, but I don't think it'll make any difference anyhow. You know, I'm picking you up. I mean, you have signal 5x7. Your signal was out that way.
Comment.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm about 17-18 miles from it. It's northwest of me, 96 and Telegraph, Livonia, over.
Yeah, both of you are coming in clear into the Mayville repeater.
What is your location?
Yeah, Jack, this is WSAG-266, Doug and Carol. How are you doing tonight? And, yeah, you guys are both doing well and loud and clear into Mayville.
How you doing, Doug? I haven't heard you in a couple of days. I haven't talked to you in a couple of days. I say that one. Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, real good, Jack. Well, today was busy trying to keep dry. How about you?
I just went outside and it was, you know, sprinkling a little bit more. I don't know what's the reason. Everyone else is dry, but not here. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. It probably quit raining here, oh gosh, probably 4 hours ago at least, and we got back, say, about 3 inches of rain. How about you?
Say about an inch and a half. Still, you know, drizzling out here right now.
Well, there shouldn't be too much more rain behind it, so hopefully it'll, unless you need the rain down that way, it ought to quit, the tap ought to turn off pretty soon.
Well, I don't know, Doug, maybe somebody went out there and turned the hose on. Sounds like that way.
Yeah, okay, that would work. Hey, Jack, I'm going to call it an evening here, and always good to hear you out there. And, yeah, I heard you and the other feller talking and saying you couldn't get out. But, yeah, you're both of you are doing real well here. And I hope you have a good evening, and I'll hear you out there in the near future. You have a good evening, and I'm WSAG-266, and I'm clear.
Hey, Doug, you take care, and you have a good evening.
WIUG 488. Well, Randall,
did you hear that?
Yeah, copy of that. Yeah, that's the new repeater on MI-8 up there in Mayville. It's, I forgot. I think it's 550 or something, isn't it? Over.
Five is MI-8. The 600 is Michigami. But you know what? It could be that repeater is by the Air Force. And Doug probably didn't know that because we have a repeater by the airport there. It's 600. The CM is BL.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to. Yeah, it's a standalone. That's a standalone one with. You can't reach me on it, but you can hear me. It's got to be the leaves. And, next time it's, propagation's going real bit good and. We're both on here, we'll try it again, you know, over.
Oh, well, you're right. You know what, I was thinking, trying to get that DB40G, and I want to see if I can get out with that one.
Yeah, I copy that. Because I still, my Yagi is, I'm only 13 feet, 12 feet maybe, off the ground. But the harvest is up 30 feet, so, you know, go figure. Over.
I don't know what to tell you, Randall. Anyhow, well, good to talking to you. You have a good evening. Let's clear this frequency for a little bit. And you know what? 11:30, this guy from Ohio is going to call back again. 618, I know that. He likes to talk to everybody here. And that's what happened last night. I was with him till about 12:30 at night. All right. Talk to you a little bit later. WIEG 48.
Roger that. All right, I'll keep it on, and we'll see what happens. Be listening. WRZX 218, we're clear of the frequency, and over and out.
Calling? Oh, I guess not. WIUG 48, clear.
WRNW 329. Anybody a copy on his radio? I just wonder how it sounded.
WSBY 676, have a good copy.
Okay, I was just trying a radio out here, just wondering, just getting it programmed. It's one of them TYT 9800D. Just wondering how it's done. I'm over here in Clinton Township, over.
I'm in Royal Oak. I have a good copy. 5x5.
All right, definitely appreciate the radio check. This is WRNW 329 back clear, listening.
WSBY 676, standing by.
Yeah, 329. WREG 48.
Good evening, Jack. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good, except that weather is still raining here.
Been outside for the last little while. I thought it stopped raining earlier, but I guess when I did look out, it was a light mist, so maybe it's still going. I'm not sure.
A light mist, that's what it is. Anyhow, let me ask you. At TYT Radio, there's two of them. Roger?
I believe so, yeah. This is the D, 9800D, I guess.
I don't know if it's D or A. I got to find out. I have a friend of mine. He has one. I think I got to find out. I don't know if that's the one you can program the ISS station on it.
That I'm not positive on. I have to do some reading in the menu. I had a hell of a time trying to get it programmed. It took a while, putting all different codes, this code, that code. And then I had to go back out in and straighten out some codes. So, a late night.
I don't know, but one of them, that's what it does. You program air, land, ISS, you program on it, it can talk on that one, too. But that, I don't know, the one you have, is, it does that or not. I have not bought one at all.
I had to look in the manual. I think I can... One's an uplink and then there's a downlink on it, right? I think this radio does that, I believe.
The only person is 954. And I don't know if he's up or not. If he can hear us or not, I don't know. He's being up at night. Not there.
Out there in Moreau. I think I heard you talking to him last night, I believe.
His name is Captain Don. I don't know if you heard me talking to Captain Don or not. A couple of days ago, he was in the morning.
I'm bad with the names and stuff, but I'm not sure. I didn't hear you say in the evening time, late evening, I thought I heard you talking to somebody. Early morning, I think I was still in night mode.
We'd be working in the morning anyhow. Roger. He's working in the morning, you say? He'll be working in the morning. He doesn't work in the morning. He sleeps in the morning.
Copy that. I ended up taking a week off, so I'm doing a whole lot of nothing today because of the rain. I couldn't do much. Played around the garage. That's about it. Tomorrow we'll get outside there. Over.
Tomorrow when you go outside, you put that ham radio antenna out there, right? Is that what you're going to do?
I got my dipole for the AKF up, still up. I just leave it up. But I'm going to try this one on my base antenna on the roof, this one here. Right now, I just got a little magnet mount sitting on the coffee table. I'm just using it like that for now. I was just checking to make sure this thing was working.
You tell me you're using the TYT right now?
Hey, that's what I'm talking off right now. And I got a little dual band magnet mount, but it's not on no cookie sheet or nothing. It's just sitting on my coffee table there. Over.
Not bad. Go on 2 meters, see. I'm sure there's somebody out there on that 2 meters.
He's pretty quiet on there. I hear some of the nets on during the early evening. A few guys on during the day, but it's pretty quiet on the 2 meter and the 440.
The 440 are usually nobody on it at all. Sometimes you have one person or you might have two person. And I know that. I used to have 440 about 25 years ago. And there was nobody on it. And I don't know what happened to it. They probably threw it away.
Here's some few people talking here and there, some of the repeaters. And I think some of the 2 meter is connected to the 440, something like that, from what I've seen on the internet anyway.
Yeah. You'll be better off, I don't know. Get your radio, it's got 10 meters. See, I got that Drake, my Drake here, it got 10 meters, it got, was that 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80, and 160. That's what I got here.
That's what you're talking on now, no? But I got a 857D, a Yaesu, all mode. I got one of those. That's what I use for my dipole when I play around during the daytime out there outside.
Go on that one. You got Yaesu. You got all these modes in it. You should go on that one. Try the 10 meter on that one. I know a lot of people on 10 meter.
Yeah, but all week, except for today, I've been hooking it up most of the time, evening time. Even tried during the day. It's dead on there. Dead. 10 meters is dead. A couple of weeks ago, I was doing pretty good. Talking to, Brazil. I talked to some other lower states, Florida and that.
I don't know if you have the right. I bought a vertical from Amazon, and it's got all of them. 10, 15, 20, 40, 82. It's got all of them. I always spent $29, and it's only nothing but three sections. That's all.
So you could say it's a vertical, or it's a quarter wave, 5/8. How big is it? I know what bands. It does all the bands.
It's got a lot of bands. I told you, 10, 20, 15, 40, 80. It doesn't have 160, but it's got the rest of them. It got 2 meters too. And that antenna is vertical. That's what you need. You need a vertical antenna.
What's the name of that antenna?
That's the standby that me got my phone.
Copy that. I'm going to have to look that one up. The wife's going to buy me a new antenna.
Stand by, I'm looking.
No problem, take your time.
So if you're on a CYT, it has background noise. And you know what? I don't know how you're speaking. Are you speaking mic or in a mic? Because when you're speaking, okay, it's not that.
And I was switching over to my handheld here. And come out in the garage here for a minute. Switch to the handheld over.
Make sure that radio you buy, it's good. It sounds good. When you talk to these guys on, ask them, how are you sounding?
Yeah, I got my GMRS antenna up there. I gotta bring it upstairs in a bit and see if there's anybody out there.
You should have asked Don what kind of antenna he gets. This antenna, this is a good antenna, but it's a little bit expensive. It's a $385 antenna. Amazon. It's got them all, and it's a good antenna.
If it covers all the bands, I guess it'd be worth the money. I do have a tuner also. So some of the bands, they might have to use the tuner on there. Over.
Yeah, probably. I'm not sure, but probably because it's Hazel. You should have got you an ICOM. ICOM 7300 is the best radio out there.
Yeah, well, I should have. Well, right now, I'm probably going to show up over there on the 16th or the 15th. See if I can write that other test, because you really only can. I don't know nothing about CW. So the 10 meter is the only one I've been playing around with. I hear the 40 meter's been jumping, but I guess I'm not supposed to be keying up on that frequency for now. But yeah, I'm going to have to write that test, and I can kind of open up the other bands there. Over.
I would do is just hang around with a 10 meter and 2 meter. Hang around with them so you get the other license. I don't understand what the frequency you can use. I really don't understand that at all. And I never heard. They only have how many frequencies you can use? 2? 3? That's all?
Well, you can do FT8, I guess, if you hook it up to your computer. I haven't got into that part of it yet. And there's other frequencies you can use for CW, but I don't know nothing about CW. I never learned that Morse code thing. I like keying up the mic and talking.
The only one that I know of is two. You can do the 2 meter, 440, and 10 meter for now. But the 10 meter's been dead lately, last couple of weeks.
I just bear with me. I'm trying to find this for you. I just got, mine is sitting right in the garage. And I can't get nobody to come here and help me out, put it up.
Well, you let me know, Jack. I'm off this week. I'm not busy. You got everything you need. I'll come and help you put it up. Not sure where you want to put it, on a pole, or you want to put it on the roof. You have a roof mount. Not sure what kind of hookup you got there.
I already got the mast. I already got the antenna. I got vertical, an old vertical out there. And this guy's got 10, 20, and 30. He got 20, 40, and 80 meters. 50. But that one's got to come down and putting this one up. The one I was telling you, three sections.
Okay, it's probably about, 12 foot, 14 foot tall, the antenna itself.
Maybe about that much. Yeah, but I'm not taking it that high. I'm taking it, it's going to go up a little bit higher from the house, that's all.
I copy that. Well, you got yours on a pole right now, right? It's only about 10 feet up. You got cable supports on it?
All vertical one is working. It's working with my Drake radios.
Yeah, the one you're talking on now, you want to take that down, right? And put your new one up? Is that what you're saying?
I want to take that vertical down. The one has got, it's got 20, 40, and 80 in 160 meters.
I copy that. Well, it shouldn't be too hard. You just got a pole on the ground, right?
Yeah, it's pole on the ground, yeah. And it goes up and that's it.
Well, if you need a hand swapping it out, just let me know. I can probably give you a hand, no problem.
I'll let you know, though.
The one you want to put up, he said that has a 2 meter on it also. It's got 2 meter 440 on it also.
Doesn't have 2 meters, but it's got 6, 8, and all that. The 2 meters is all in that BYD radio. And you know what? I don't know if I would not waste my money with that BYD radio. I would get that Yaesu. The Yaesu is better for you. Then you can talk all over. And that I didn't know if that Yaesu has 10 meters or not. Roger.
That Yaesu I got is all bands. It's all modes. It don't have the, it won't do the GMRS, but it does everything else. Everything else but the GMRS.
So I'm saying, you don't need that too much. Unless you put up another antenna. But that Yaesu, that's what I would do. Buy the antenna for it and put it up and you'll be so happy. Then unless you want to go back again, beyond a 2 meter, 70 centimeter, then that's what you got to do. You got to buy another radio and another antenna.
I say that the only thing it does, I have the little TYT I can use. I still have my other one in the vehicle, the DBG or DGB20 or whatever it's called, yeah. I got that in the car. But I got this TYT. I bought some other equipment. I got a good deal with the radio. It was in the box, new. I think it was used a couple of times, but I got a good deal on it, so I just bought it. Not that I need it. I was just going to use that at the house for here for now, hook it up to the base station upstairs, the antenna. But yeah, I'm going to have to definitely get another antenna for the house for sure. I'm just not sure which one I could buy. If I get the right antenna, I can hook the Yaesu up, and I can do it all except for 2 meter 440. But I could use a magnet mount for that, and they get out pretty good.
TYT should use it in the car. I would do that. Use it in the car is better.
You mean the TYT?
Use that one in the car. You can use it at home, but you gotta have a power supply. I'm sure you do have a power supply, and you have to have an antenna outside too for that TYT.
Yeah, that's what I was running off a power supply. I got a, I don't know, I think it's a 30 amper power supply that I bought. I was running the Yaesu off it, no problem. It was running 100 watts.
Yeah.
I think I got to do is definitely write this test and see if I can move up to the next step. Hooking up to a whole lot more frequencies right now. Sage's voice is only 10 meters. Just some other bands you can work, FQH. CW, but I don't know too much about that stuff. I'd rather do the voice thing, kind of. I'm into that. They're over.
I found over you anyhow. What you do is, I guess I'll call you in a few minutes, because I got to find it. I'm on my phone and I have to find it. Otherwise, I have to go on a computer and find it. Because Amazon, I don't know, they're not giving me back orders. I don't know why. So I got to find out. I'll catch you a little bit later anyhow. I'll call you back in WIG48.
Hi, Jack. If you look in on Amazon, you look at my orders, and it'll show you all your orders back to a certain date, I guess. Depends how long ago you bought it, but it should show you. Yeah, just give me a shout. I'll be on here for a little bit. WRNW 329, we're getting clear for now.
WSDA 380,
standing by. 380.